Athabasca. The Terms of Reference for Athabasca County's Tourism and Economic Development, TED, Committee have been amended to include a representative from both the Athabasca and Boyle Chambers of Commerce, but a question of whether Athabasca University's representative on the committee should have voting privileges was one of the questions that actually arose. Athabasca County Council discussed the amended TED Terms of Reference at the May 26 meeting, but the bulk of the discussion turned to the makeup of the committee itself, which has nearly outgrown council chambers, while the inclusion of the two chambers caused little need for discussion. I had a concern brought up from a resident when I was preparing for this meeting as to why we are allowing a member from Athabasca University to have voting privileges. So, I just wanted to bring that forth and have that discussion so that we're clear that is the intent to continue that while we're passing this policy, said Cown. Ashton Anderson. Cown. Natasha Kapitaniak said she has often wondered about why the specific seat for a major employer on the committee was always occupied by O, when it could be changed out on occasion with someone from ALPAC or Lincoln County Oilfield Services, for instance, two other major employers in the region. As a counselor, I would be interested to know if there's any way for us to get the history of the creation of the TED committee, and what the motivation was at that time, she said. Cown. Camille Wallach, who chairs the TED committee, noted for reference that the committee recently approved the voting members, which included the O seat. Cown. Tracy Holland also noted O as more of a town-based entity, and representation from industry in the county would be beneficial. There might be a time when we want to rotate that back and forth, especially given the current situation with one of our major players in town. I'm just not sure about their commitment, said Reeve Brian Hall. Kapitaniak went on to say she wouldn't mind seeing a value assessment of the committee completed to understand the value each member brings to the table. Why is this committee so huge? And what is the value? And if there is value? That's great. I think the council could consider an independent value assessment of the workings of the TED committee, she said, adding she wasn't keen on cutting the number of members, but certainly wasn't for adding any more. I think that this committee is just a little overwhelming in size, and I don't know if that's positive. I don't know if bigger is better all the time. So, those are just my thoughts. It's just something that's really been on my mind. The amended terms of reference, which passed with a 7-1 vote, with Holland voting against and Cown. Joe Gerlach absent from the meeting, now read that the committee will include four members of Athabasca County Council, one each from Town of Athabasca and Village of Boyle Councils, one from O, one member each from the Athabasca Chamber of Commerce, one for the Boyle Chamber, should it be revived, one member at large from both the town and village, along with ex officio members in the form of the county's Planning and Development Director and TED Officer.